The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, it is a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I know how smart you are. I can already tell how smart you are. Because you could be listening to 3,000 other shows, and you've chosen this one. It shows me how smart you can actually be. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. You can totally get sidetracked. Right? You totally get sidetracked. And that's not always so good. I want you to listen to the show. I want you to get informed. I want you to get some information. Anyway, I want to get right to this. I got so much I want to get to tonight. Some of you know we've been away for a little bit, and there's just so many stories. I mean, I could do 200 stories tonight. Maybe we could do 6.5 hours, right? No, thank you. So apparently today is tax day for those of you who actually pay taxes. Some of you don't care because you don't pay taxes. You take tax money, but you don't pay any taxes. And Bernie Sanders has released his tax returns. And what I think is really funny is what is he talking about? He wants to tax some people at a rate of 90%, right? What did Bernie pay in 2014? Anybody? That's right. He paid. Let me see. I love when it starts doing this to me. He paid just under 14%. So apparently he doesn't feel any burn. You know, I love these guys because they're really quick, and you've heard it a million times. It's so true. They're quick to spend other people's money. They have no problem doing that. They're all talking about how much more we should pay and what we should do. Now, one of them does it voluntarily, right? Have you always heard that from successful people? If you want to be successful, you want to do it the right way, you what do? You lead by example. George Clooney, who had a $3 million plate thing for Hillary? It might as well have been. Come on. Even he talked about how absurd it was. Right? How crazy it was. The amount of money that was being spent on this campaign. How much money? Let me see. Clooney says he hates raising money for politics. But after hosting two big ticket fundraisers with his wife, they raised, you know, I really hate raising money for politics. I can't stand it. I mean, more than happy to raise $15 million for Hillary in the last weekend, but I hate raising the money. Don't you love that? These are all the Hollywood types who constantly complain. Right? They complain about rich people. They complain about the money. They complain about people not paying enough taxes. They don't pay enough taxes. They make all kinds of millions of dollars. Give some of it up. There are some of them that are doing great things. You know, this is not the broad brush that they're all this way, but I'm so tired of hearing about this. Lead by example. Why do you need all that money? You keep talking about how rich is too rich. Well, apparently some of you who have a bunch of $100 million homes Don't you think that's a little too rich or what? What do you think? Clooney was defending the haul by drawing attention to a big difference in how former Secretary of State and her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are bringing in the cash. The difference is not where the money is coming from. Though Sanders likes to point out that his financial support comes largely through online contributions, with the average contribution being $27, while Clinton is frequently attending a swanky parties with wealthy backers. What does that tell you? How do you sit there and talk about how you're against the bankers, right? You don't like what they did. They're nasty people. They screwed the people. They made billions screwing people. These hedge fund people screwed millions of people. Yet you're taking money from them while smiling. Your son-in-law is one of them wealthy hedge fund people. And Sanders, what, $27? I think I was at $27. He says it's the average. Where did he get $27, though? As the average donation. That's hilarious. Well, Clooney points out that Clinton has been bringing in millions of dollars not just for her campaign, but also for Democrats running in the House, Senate, and other local races. They've done so well for us in the past, huh? It's going to be the congressmen and the senators who try to take back Congress, Clooney said. And the reason that that is important is the reason it's important to me is because we need, I'm a Democrat, so if you're a Republican, you're going to disagree, but we need to take the Senate back. He argued that would lead to a Supreme Court justice who would overturn the 2010 Citizens United decision that gave rise to super PACs, which Clooney said would help eliminate the need for such fundraisers. He's so wrong. Super, what about her super PAC? Slap me. I didn't mean super PAC. I meant her foundation, which is obviously money. As the Democrat primary fight drags on, both Sanders and Clinton have continued raising lots of money. Last month, Sanders brought in $44 million, powered by contributions from small. I mean, think about that. He brought in $44 million by nickels and dimes. And Clinton only raised $30 million. And these were all major money donors. None of the rank and file are giving her money. The big people are doing it to cover their butts. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We're going to have some fun. Guaranteed. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. This is not Boogie Night on TRS. Okay, get over yourselves. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always enjoy my next guest when I have her on. She is more tightly wound than I am. You know what I'm saying?
That's not possible.
It is possible. What are you talking about? Yeah. And did you catch that? Can you tell I'm tired? Because I go, what are you talking about? Right. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She is our girl on. This never sounds right, but you know how I mean it. She's our girl on the street in New Hampshire, and she writes
really?
Several. No, I didn't say streetwalker. I said our girl on the street. You know. Anyhow. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Oh, it's Monday. Great way to start the week off. Hey, did you pay your taxes today? Did you pay your ransom today, I should say?
Yeah, I paid that yesterday. Oh no! Yeah, last night I did. Last night.
Yeah, well, I like the pictures I was watching on TV earlier with all these people in line at the post office. You know, because I got to get it stamped before midnight. Do they not have computers? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, real easy to do it online, and it's not that expensive.
No. And you would think, you know, I'm figuring if you really don't have a computer, I figure you should be pulling up to the post office on a horse. I mean, really, this is how crazy it is. But I guess they think, you know, they're trying to hold it to the last minute. They send the check. It'll be a while before they get the I don't know. Just stupidness going somewhere to happen. You know what I mean?
Well, I think there are some types of tax forms that you can't send you can't e-file, rather.
Okay.
Certain conditions, they won't let you e-file, so... It doesn't matter. Last night I paid taxes. I paid more than, of course, they already took out all year. And I had to pay a transaction fee to pay them.
Yeah, isn't that great, too? You have to pay them to send them the money the way they want you to send them the money.
I'm paying the IRS tax that are stealing my money.
I love it. I love this stuff. I get such a big kick out of this. So, anyhow, I read your story about the $15 an hour wage issue and the problem that it's causing us. And it's causing us problems all over the place. I mean, the apparel industry is getting beat here in Los Angeles. They're moving out, merging with other countries, and actually even sending some of their work overseas. But, you know, all the idiots couldn't figure that out. I don't know if they couldn't figure it out ahead of time or they just didn't care. Right? And
it's
I don't know if you caught this.
But it's a movement. You got to remember, it's a movement backed by union, paid union hacks.
Yeah, well, I've been seeing you. I don't know if you know it, but... And maybe you caught this part of it, but the unions are actually looking for exemptions from that $15 an hour to the people that they hire to actually work at the union.
Yes, they are. Isn't that special? the unions are pushing this, which is going to hurt business, but they want an exemption so that they'll make their businesses less competitive. Or, you know, other businesses, their business that... our union shops will be more competitive because they have to pay workers less. It makes no sense.
I don't. You know what? It doesn't matter how much dope you smoke. That cannot make any sense whatsoever. But I want to go back to Bernie for a minute. Bernie paying third. I have a little 5-gallon bucket next to my leg, so when it really gets bad, I just chuck in there. 13%. This is the same guy that's telling us how everybody needs to pay more money, right? And he's only paid 13% in taxes the last time he actually paid them. I don't know what he's paid for 15 yet. I don't think he does either, to be fair. Isn't that his... Now, you live right next door to him. You guys are almost neighbors.
Oh, my God. If he was my neighbor, it would not be pretty. I actually paid more of a percentage than he did. So,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah.
Who's he kidding?
He gets in, you got to pay even more. He wants 90% of your money.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah, people don't, all these people who want his free stuff don't realize that all that free stuff isn't going to be just paid for by the top 1 or 10% because they can't afford to pay it. They can't, even if you took all of their money, that wouldn't pay for Bernie's ridiculous trillions of dollars of increased spending. But, you know, economics is not a big point with these people.
Okay, I know you're not a big Trump fan, and I know that's putting it lightly. But let me ask you a question. What's going on right now in the Republican Party? And what I believe is they're trying to circumvent this whole game. They'd almost like to see Kasich as opposed to Cruz or Trump. Because I don't think they can stomach either one of them. You and I had this conversation, we touched on this conversation a few weeks ago, but see, my attitude is this. As a conservative, we've been screaming, you know, the voice of the people, the voice of the people, the voice of the people. And then all of a sudden, the voice of the people is being heard, and we don't like it. So we're saying, well, maybe not the voice of the people. Maybe we should change that up a little bit. I mean, if Trump gets the nod, if he wins more of these delegates than anybody else, should he be our nominee?
No, he has to get the 1237.
Right, but if
not
he gets
more than the others.
Okay, what if he gets
If he gets to the 12, I agree with you. If he gets to the 1237, he got to the 1237, and they shouldn't mess with that. It'll destroy, you know, whatever. He's not much better than Hillary, but if he gets to, I agree with you, if he gets to the 1237, if he does not, then it's all fair.
Okay.
A contested convention is what they always usually do.
You would begrudgingly back him, right?
I would not back him. I will never vote for him.
Oh.
But, no. I'm not in the Never Trump camp quite yet. I'm getting there. But no, I will not vote for him.
Yeah.
No.
Here's my problem with this, okay? We have been screaming as conservatives for the longest time that it's the voice of the people. We want the will of the people to be heard. We want, you know what I'm saying? You know the road I'm going down with this, right? And then if it happens,
yep.
Now we're going to say, well, the voice of the people, but just off of that guy. Doesn't that make us as hypocritical as the other side?
Okay, but didn't the people nominate Romney last time?
Yeah.
So, you know.
But we took took it. We went with it. Because they nominated him. I didn't like it. I didn't think he stood a chance. I'm sorry. That was my own personal opinion. But pulled a lever for him because that's just the way it is.
Right. And I like Reagan's 80-20 rule. I'm down with that because I'm never going to agree with anyone 100%. But I don't even agree with Trump 90%.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Because I do believe in capitalism and would like to pay more than 13.5% of my taxes to a government to waste money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me, and we will be back in just a minute, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I want to thank our new network, GCN Live. You can check them out at GCNLive.com or head over to my website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up on the website. Again, I want to thank my guest or bring her back real quick before she just takes off on me here. Kimberly Moran is on the line with me. Kimberly, tell people where they can, you know, hear your show and read your writings and that kind of stuff. Are we back? Did I lose you?
I can hear you now, but you are sort of in and out.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? People tune out on me all the time. I get it.
I know. I just heard what you said.
All right, well, just tell people where they can hear your show and read your writings and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm the Manchester Political Buzz Examiner, Granite Rock, the Federalist Papers, Heartland Institute, Same Page Nation.
Jeez.
You play.
Yeah, just a couple, right? So, listen, on the primary nights, do you go up? What's that little town where there's like 8 people? They're the first primary in the country. And why do we care?
It's still not. It's still not. There's like 7 or 9 people who actually can vote there. No, I didn't. I talked about it, but it was such a busy night. I wasn't driving all the way up there.
No, but why? I mean, there's 9 people. Why do we care? 9 people. It's not like it's, you know, if it's 90 or 100 or 150, I kind of go, okay, all right, maybe it's a microcosm of what it looks like everywhere else. But 9 people. Why is it such a big deal?
I have no idea. To be honest with you, it's not a big deal to me.
Oh, God, to get all excited about it.
I know. The press is up there. They make a big deal about it. And I'm the same with you. Like, who cares? why does anybody care what these people, you know? It's not like it's some bellwether district that's going to predict the winner or, you know what I mean? I don't know that it predicts anything.
Yeah, I don't know. You sent me an article that I think it's kind of weird on so many levels. Think about something here. So there's a surge in gun sales that has helped create tens of thousands of jobs last year. Okay? And this is an industry you're looking to put out of business. You know as well as I do, the government is looking to put these people out of business. The coal industry, they're looking to put them out of business. You know, it's just one industry after another that they don't seem to care about. And what is it? Right. Gun industry added 24,700 jobs in 2015 for a nationwide total of almost 300,000 jobs. And now we've got banks that won't take their money, banks that won't allow you to use credit cards for gun sales. It's just nuts, isn't it?
Well, it shows this is pushback. I think I joked after Obama got elected that the only industries that were doing well under him were guns and alcohol. You got to drink when he's president, right?
So I
used to joke about that, but it seriously is firearms. Anytime that someone's in office that is open about wanting to hurt law-abiding citizens' ability to defend themselves or protect themselves, this is what happens. And we've been dealing with this for 8 years.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this, and it brought. Now we need tax money, right? They want to tax the crud out of everybody. This brought almost $50 billion in tax revenue last year.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So, but we can't sell guns. We can sell all the dope we want because, you know, that brought in, what was it for Colorado? That brought in $300 million. Let's fry their brains. But, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, it's not even just the firearm industry. It's all related, too. You know, new gun ranges, new people doing training, the accessories that go with firearms, holsters. I mean, every gun owner I know has a drawer full of holsters because it takes a little while to find the one that's perfect. So, you know, there's all related kind of industries that have increased and created jobs as well.
Yeah, part of the article here it says is that the biggest month for FBI background checks last year was last December, when 14 people were murdered in a mass shooting in San Bernardino. Right? Think about that. So people see and have figured out that the government can't protect them. The police departments can't be there fast enough. They can't move quick enough to protect these people.
And that's exactly what happens after any kind of shooting like that. That's what happens. The gun sales increase because people realize, wow, help is minutes away when seconds matter. If somebody had a gun, maybe they could have stopped him. Or, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons. And as someone who actually teaches women how to shoot, this is a real fear that some people have. Like, I need to be able, you know, basically women will say, I want to be able to protect myself.
Well, you heard Nancy Pelosi say that, you know, women can't shoot guns, right?
I'd like to bring her to the range.
Well,
how to shoot.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to be there when it happens because I love watching accidents. Anyhow, California. Now, in California, I don't know if you know this, but there is a slew of legislation coming down in California. The Dems still have total control. And like Chicago, they want to make it almost impossible for you to get a gun because they'd like to see more innocent people get killed. Now, what they do with the semi-autos, you know how you have, for those of you who hate guns, you don't want to know anything about guns, you might want to change the station. But here's how this works. You know, when you have a semi-auto and you want to eject the clip, there's a little button you press and a clip comes out and you push a new clip in and you go on with your shooting, right? So what they want you to do
is
they want
to... It's not a clip, it's a magazine.
Oh, excuse me. As magazine is what I read every week when I don't want to look at the computer, okay? Anyhow, so...
Sorry, I have to.
Yes, I know. I'm old school, all right? So anyway, when you want to eject the magazine, that button now can't be outward. It has to be inward. It has to be like a dimple. All right? And think about this. This is how they want the gun manufacturers to change. So they want it to become a dimple, and you're going to need a tool. You're going to have to use some kind of tool, like a little thimble with an indentation. You didn't hear about this? Oh, this is great.
No, I did hear about this.
So that you have to press.
It's insanity.
Isn't it? You get an active shooter, and you go, wait a minute. I left my thimble in the glove box. Can you hold on? Hey, can you see that happening? You're going to have a license. Wait a minute. A license to buy ammunition. You're going to have a check, you know, a whatever you call it, you know, a background check done. every time you buy ammunition, and that's if you buy over X amount of rounds. So if you buy over, I don't know, 100 rounds, you're going to have a background check before you can actually take possession of that. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's they're making it so it's almost impossible for you to have a gun here.
Wow.
You'll have to take the first Monday. You'll have to take the first Monday of every month off so you can go down and apply for all these things every month.
And the thing is, California already has strict gun control, and they still have a high crime rate. So it's not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, you know why that is, right? It's because it's easy to get guns in Arizona and Nevada. You know that, right?
Yes, they always blame other states. Yes. They tried doing that. Massachusetts, they were some gun control addicts were trying to blame New Hampshire. So I looked up the trace records. The majority of the illegal firearms found in Massachusetts came from Massachusetts. Figure that out.
You know,
I do my research.
Yes, I grew up in an area that had very heavy mafia influence, and I would almost guarantee that nobody there had a license to carry, but everybody there had a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know some of those places in Boston area too.
So it's if you know what? If no matter how tough those gun laws were, I knew guys that had guns that should have never had a gun. And this is what is it that they refuse to look at it? Is it that they're that dumb? Or I don't even know what to say about. And they are mostly Democrats. They're almost all Democrats that don't want to allow people to own guns. That part of it, I just don't get.
It's about control. It's not the gun. It's not crime. Gun violence overall in this country isn't even a statistical blip on the radar. That's how little of it is compared to so many other things. It's not any of that. It's about control. The more they take away our ability to defend ourselves, the better off they are.
Can't stand it. You know, I jokingly sometimes say, just shoot me in the head. All right, listen, we got to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the transgender MMA fighter who destroys his or her female opponent. I wonder if you think this is cool. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
The one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. And you were listening. That's right. It's an American-made show. It's an American-made host. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on up there, and give me your email address. Like, I don't send a whole bunch of junk out. Once a week, I send out an email, tells you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. There is a marketing arm to the show that sends you an email out with product you apparently like because you are buying it. Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I want to bring my guest right back on. Kimberly Morin is on with me, and I always have a good time when she's on. She is our writer, our correspondent. How's that? Our New Hampshire correspondent. How do you like that? Does that work for you?
There you go. That's better than Streetwalker.
Oh, I never said Streetwalker. I did say a girl in the street, but I didn't mean it that way. Okay, anyhow.
I know. I'm just joking.
Oh, God. Somebody will just take that one clip and play it forever. I know they will. Anyway, always pleasure to have you on board, to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Now, look, God, I love that story. This story comes up from time to time, and it's one of those where I get the people on the other side, the people on the LGBT Q world, they get livid at me. Because I say to them, here's the deal. I don't care what you identify with or what have you. Here's a transgender MMA fighter. I mean, they're pretty strong in the ring, right? I mean, they're fighters. They're kickboxers and all that fun stuff. And here's somebody who I don't believe that they have made the total transition to womanhood from a male. And they're fighting other females. Now, in all fairness, right, it's still male muscles. It's still a male bone structure. It's still male strength. And I hate to tell some of you women who want to freak out on me and talk about equality, you are not equal in every way to a man. Neither a man is not equal to every way to a woman. They process differently mentally. Good, bad, or indifferent. Women have greater lower body strength. Men have greater upper body strength. I mean, there are scientific differences. How you put a man, in the ring with a woman, and now they're afraid to go in there with it. They don't even want to fight with her, with him, her anymore, because of the amount of damage. Is this ludicrous, or am I just being an old 1950s out of touch white guy?
No, this is absolutely unacceptable. Absolutely.
And thank you for cleaning that up from your Facebook post. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I knew I'd probably get you with that one. But I said this the other day, having a different conversation. I said, look, there's often men are more physically stronger than women. That's just a fact. Not everyone. Some women are stronger physically than men. But yep. In general, that's a known fact, that men are physically stronger than women. That's why women even use firearms, because if you've got a guy twice your size trying to attack you, well, if you have a firearm, that's an equalizer. It's no different here. This guy is obviously stronger, and in reading the article with this fighter, she said, I've never felt any strength like that before. And this, we're talking about a strong woman who could probably beat up a lot of different men.
This is
unacceptable.
The muscle structure is different. And just because they identify that way, there's got to be, you know, the Olympics is looking at allowing transgenders to work the different sports and what have you. I don't know how they could allow that. I don't know how they can make it happen. The reason they broke up the sports to begin with wasn't because that they wanted to be, women are over there. That wasn't the reason behind it at all. They couldn't compete side by side in certain sports. It wasn't fair.
No, and they want all of us to, especially women, to suffer and have our rights infringed because some men want to believe they're women. Well, really, I don't care what you think you are. It's not the same, okay? You can say it all you want. You can talk about it all you want. You can wear a dress. I don't care. It's not the same, and there are fundamental differences, especially when it comes to things like sports and strength in certain areas.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be allowed. I'm sorry, why is the majority changing for a minute, very minute, percentage of the minority?
Yeah, I am so with you on that, and not just here, in every area. It's like what's happening on college campuses. Why is it that we change, we bow down to the 3%? And not that they don't count, because that's all I get. You need to tell me you're not supposed to listen to anybody. No, but the 3%, so, look, those kids, those children, those immature little human beings that couldn't stand the, what was it, Trump 2016 written in chalk on the sidewalk? Yeah, nothing changes for them. They just need psychiatric care. That's it. And frankly, their parents should have paid for it, not the public school systems or the college.
Well, and this is the problem with the left. These kids are now being trained to be like this right from K through 12, and it just gets even worse when they're in college. So this is what the unions, the left, has done to our public education. They have destroyed our future with these kind of little snowflakes. And it's not going to stop.
No, it's not, because they're going to carry it on to the next group. You know, these safe rooms and trigger warnings and all of this. I don't find any of this helpful or useful. And matter of fact, I have a psychiatrist on frequently, and she says the same thing. None of this is healthy. Absolutely none of it. You know, just we're talking about the transgender MMA fighter. And think about that. When a woman gets in the ring, when a person that was born with all the female parts and pieces and muscles and bones gets in the ring with this person, even though she wants to be called Tamika, is that it? No, Tamika's the opponent.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, when this person gets in the ring, it doesn't matter that she wants to call herself Nancy or Mary or whatever and identifies as a woman, she still has the upper body strength of a male. She still has the muscle structure of a male, the bone structure of a male. I wouldn't want to get in the ring. And I don't think they should let her in the ring.
None of the other ones want to get in the ring with him either. I don't care what she wants to call herself. They don't want to get in the ring with her either, and it's because she is really a male body. And you know what? Even if she got ovaries and a uterus, she would still have the makeup of a male when it comes to the physical, muscular strength. That's never going to change.
No. He's changed his name to, I guess, Fallon Fox is now his name.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it is just... It's just nuts that if we don't accept this, then we're haters, right? Think about that. If we don't fall in line and believe it's that we're haters.
The whole staff thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
You
okay,
have to let men go into the bathroom?
I've been reading more and more about people who finally have the guts that are posting about their experiences in the bathroom with them. And, you know, my attitude is this. Let's take this for what it's worth. If you got a guy that's in there claiming to identify as female, but all he's doing is gawking at the females that are in there and talking about their parts and pieces, I think we have a problem with that. And I think they should be allowed to be drug out of that bathroom at that particular time. I'm reading more and more and more of that kind of stuff happening.
Well,
you know,
Joe, this has been going on for years where men go into the women designated only places to victimize women. I mean, that's been going on for years. Now, these lunatics on the left want to make it easier for them to do it. Because at least now, if you walk in, a woman walks into a bathroom and sees a man there, she can try to turn around and get out because it's not normal. It's not right. Something's wrong, right? But
correct.
What they're trying to do is, and I wrote about this, the left is victimizing women and girls with this behavior.
Yep.
Because you know, if we expect to only have women in the restroom, and let me tell you, trans women are already using it, no one bats an eye because they look like women. But if a grown man is dressed like a woman and he's in the women's room, right now today we could say something's wrong. But tomorrow, if they pass these ridiculous laws, we can't say anything, and we would let our guard down because it's supposed to be normal.
Yeah, unreal. And to show you where we're going with things, you know, I don't know if you saw, Brett Baer did a great piece on Fox News over the last couple of weekends on the thinning of the military, the weakness of the military, and he actually interviewed three of the last Secretary of Defenses that Mr. Obama has had, and every one of them basically said the same thing. It is not even a covert. It's open that what Mr. Obama is trying to do to the military, what he's trying to do in bringing our military down. Now, the next point that came up was pressure is growing on Marines to consider lowering combat standards for women. Now, last I checked, you're a woman, and you know, I'm supposed to make things easier for you to protect me. Are we going to do it for firefighters? Let me see. The firefighters have to, grab a 180-pound person or a 200-pound. We're out of time. Hey, listen, tell people where they can find you quickly.
You can find me on Twitter, SecurityBNB, and all kinds of other places. You'll see it from there.
I'll put this stuff up on our website. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Thank you, Kimberly. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up.